Welcome to Red Pod, a podcast connecting all warriors from inside the classroom and all over the world. I am Brent, your Mr. University of the East, ready to serve you this week's biggest scoops and takes from our beloved alma mater. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the very first episode of Red Pod, the Warriors Podcast. Today's episode will talk about the warrior spirit. So I've sat and interviewed a couple of warriors just to see their sentiments about it. So sit back, relax, because the show is starting now. From the green grasses of our infamous quadrangle to the spacious corridors of our building and the creaks of our wooden floors, the University of the East has always brought a remarkable, familiar feeling in each and every one of us. In 1946, only a year after the Japanese occupation in the Philippines ended, UE, our alma mater, was established. UE was once labeled as the largest university in Asia, peaking at 67,450 students enrolled from school year 1977 to 1978. Since then, UE has become one of the leading and most prominent universities in both sports and academe in the country. The same way over the years, the UE community has grown so much, with thousands of students enrolled in this semester alone, to millions of alumni who have made their mark as leaders in their respective professions all over the world. Question is, after all these years, is the warrior spirit still alive in the community? What do you think about when you hear the words warrior spirit? Does something pops up in your mind?
There we have it. Okay, before anything else, I'd like to say, taking on a topic like this would be a bit of a challenge. Because, I mean, it's something that has started and has been way before me. So how do you really compete with something like that? How do you really define something as abstract as that and make sure that you encapsulate all of its essence, you know? You can't. It's impossible. But luckily for us, I think it's something that we can pinpoint at a certain moment in our lives in the past. Like, for example, naturally, it's something that you feel during cheer dance competitions or when our athletes compete in UAAP. Do you remember the feeling of sitting in that dome and holding your red and white balloons, just screaming on the top of your lungs the last name of your favorite player just to support them? Or when you hear the crowd sing and chant the same song with you? That feeling, you know, the spirit of warriors is there, and it has always been there in those instances. The same way in USC events, when we had Powiris before, when bands sing in quadrangle and you sing the same lyrics as the crowd, there's that little connection there together with all of the warriors who's listening. I'm talking about that one. The same way when we talk about our fellow warriors topping the board exams, or when you graduate and you move on to a company and realize that one employee is also from UE, there's that sense of familiarity, that sense of connection already, even before you talk to that person. That's a great thing to have in common. And I'm talking about those experiences. I'm talking about those instances that I said in the past, those moments where you feel that sense of belongingness. Now I'm starting to feel that I'm painting a very vivid image in your head, and I'd really like to hear them. So, before we continue, if you want to share your thoughts with us, or you want to read what other people's thoughts on this, go tweet or post with the hashtag RedPodWP, together with the hashtag WarriorSpirit. Now, going back to the topic, like I said, it's something that has been going on for years and passed down from generation to generation, that it makes it difficult to fully gauge the definition of it because a lot of people have different perception on what it is. But that's what we're here for, you know? We're trying to see the different definitions of warrior spirit from the very source of it, the warriors themselves. To further investigate this topic, I sat down with two other prominent figures in UE. Here's what they have to say. Our first warrior is Winsir Keyzon. He is the current University Student Council president for the school year 2022 and 2023.
Hi, Winsir.
Hi, Brent. Hello, guys. Hello, warriors. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so our topic is about warrior spirit. And I'd just like to know, how would you, as the USC president, define warrior spirit?
For me, warrior spirit runs deep within ourselves as warriors because as UE student, we have pride for us being enrolled in a school, in a university wherein, you know, parang kilala, basically, sa buong Philippines, and we belong to the UAAP, the most prestigious, what do we call this?
League.
Here in the Philippines, Collegiate League. And I think parang nanggagaling talaga siya sa pride of that notion kasi when we have that warrior spirit within us, parang you're ready to belong with other people, to other communities, and carry that flag and that pride within us.
You know, it's funny that you said that because earlier I was just saying how one part of the warrior spirit where you actually feel the spirit rushing through your blood was whenever we watch cheer dance competition, that feeling where you just scream in, on top of your lungs, you know, rooting for our university.
May I just add with your sentiment,
yes,
kanina?
Kasi of course.
It's just funny kasi although, even though I'm the University Student Council President, I only had last time, parang first time kumanood ng game ng men's basketball team. And it was just energizing, like the way our drummers like do their thing and just be, you know, be one with the energy of with the whole vibe of the whole stadium. It's just so amazing to like to experience, you know.
I agree. Parang infectious siya, diba?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. So my next question would be, I guess medyo connected na siya sa sinabi mo, pero if you can name another instance where you feel that warrior spirit na nangyari sa'yo?
This will be a personal take on me, kasi, well, I reside basically outside Metro Manila from South Cavite, and walang, well, may NU Dasma, may FEU silang, pero walang UE, walang branch ng UE doon. Tapos, I was hanging out with my friends, my homeboys, basically. So, they were commending or parang complimenting me, like, into, like, saying that, uy, parang ang ganda ng UE. Even though may maraming issues, parang kilala ang UE. Like, recently sa mga maraming issues. Pero, I really felt proud being a warrior when parang nakikilala. Kasi, uy, di ba, galing sa inyo si ganito. When they are like mentioning people from our university, it's just another moment of like feeling proud. Parang produkto sila ng universidad na kinabibilangan ko. And somehow, I aspire to be a prominent person as well na parang manggagaling rin sa pamantasan ng sila.
Yes. Actually, one of our professors in UE even once mentioned na lahat, kalat ang alumni sa branches ng government, isa na lang actually, is the president position of the Philippines. Do you see yourself getting that position, getting there?
Alam mo, Brent, ano, I never say no to opportunities eh. Kasi just like what I am, the position that I have right now, I didn't back down from anything. I rise up to challenges. And we never know, baka maging presidente pa tayo ng ibang country. Nag-dual citizenship. And then, ayun. Yeah, we never know. Parang let the tide of life get you somewhere.
Last question. As the USC president, you know, you are kind of like the leader of the future warriors. So if you're about to further enhance the warrior spirit, what do you like to make sa next na warriors natin?
Well, we can't deny the fact na nagkaroon talaga ng gap. Kasi there are, COVID, 2 years tayong natenga sa safety for homes and nag-online class and ODL. For me, kasi we're slowly getting back to what we have before and kung ano yung kinasanayan natin. For me, I think, let's go back to the ways and the traditions that we have before. For me, as UEC president, I'll try to conduct projects and activities wherein mararamdaman ng freshies and even yung mga sophomore students na they belong to a prestigious university by making them feel na it is your second home. Kasi actually, meron lang kami na-postpone na event yung Salubong Mandirigma. Basically, nakafocus siya sa mga magbabalik sa campus na mga estudyante. Ayun, basically, talagang parang gusto nating ipakilala uli kung sino ba si UE doon sa mga freshies and doon sa mga sophomores. Parang mas manuot sa kanila yung essence of being a true warrior.
Okay. Thank you so much, Wensier.
Thank you, Brent, and thank you everyone for listening.
Our second warrior is Sir Dexter Villanueva, the current campus organization coordinator in the UE Manila Students Affairs Office. He was the USC president from school year 2003 to 2004 and has been serving UE for more than 20 years. Here's what we talked about.
Hi, Sir Dex.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
So, sir, my question, sir, is how do you define the warrior spirit?
Warrior spirit? If I'm going to give some sort of definition, I'm going to apply it to my personal experience. So for me, a warrior or person having a warrior spirit is the one who has the determination on many fronts, determined to finish his task with fairness and honesty. See to it that you're going to finish everything that you've started for the benefit not only of your personal attributes, but also for your fellow men and fellow employees or fellow students. And the determination to be a good person, because being a good person is multifaceted, and kumbaga, you can contribute to nation building if first and foremost a good person, being a determined one, is a true manifestation of a warrior. Thus, in all aspects of it, a warrior spirit.
What is that one moment where you felt the warrior spirit rushing through your veins?
Actually, to be honest with you, many times over, when I was a student, did the camaraderie within your course, within your org, within your student council, especially when you are about to do something, a project perhaps, you can feel the unity, the solidification of your intents and purposes in doing your projects or your activities or your advocacy. You can feel there the importance of being united in seeing through the things that you're, you know, just like what I've stated earlier, your determination, no? So that would be a very memorable one. On a specific aspect, I still remember when I was elected PSS president, Political Science Society, and elected as USC president, because those two events personally in my life while a student here is given to very few people. Not all students are able to experience being elected to a position of responsibility in an organization and in a student council. And as an employee, well, every moment is very important, especially if me as an employee was able to discharge, you know, my duties and responsibilities as an employee. That alone, especially if the clientele or the students are satisfied with what you did and very happy because they've received something, some sort of a good service from us, as expected from us. So that for me are special moments. Many of them are simple, but as you go along, especially I think when I retire, I could look back at it and I can say those were special moments.
I agree, sir. I was about to say, sir, I feel like the people who witness and experience warrior spirit, you know, they don't see it, but those experiences where they felt that it's not It's not something that can happen again. Yeah. You can only cherish it and really savor the moments at that time.
Yes, it's like a photograph. If it's special occasion warrants a manifestation or a souvenir, take that pic, because you'll never know what will happen next, and it may never happen again.
Yes, sir.
So you have to get those special moments.
Beautifully said, sir. Yeah. Last question, sir. Being the USC president, sir, of 2003 and 2004.
That was a long time ago.
Do you notice any changes? And how was the warrior spirit back then compared to now, sir?
If we're going to border that on technology, a very big difference. Because during my time, the social media platform that we experienced then is only one. I think it's Friendster. And prior to that, if you have your email ad, you're okay, you're in. But nowadays, you guys are, I do not know if you are requiring yourself to have at least multiple social media platforms. As for me, I only have one. No? That's a specific change, a obvious manifestation of what was then and what's now. And then if you're going to connect that with the warrior spirit, I think that would be the same. It's the platform that has changed. Mm-hmm. I think it's a platform. But the intensity, no? I think it's the same. It's the same. Now, if you're going to border that on political situations, before was there really different, because the struggle before was really intense. No? Mm-hmm. You know, we went through martial law, then we went through many turmoils. And since there are many, shall we say, things that happened before that you guys are some sort of fostering it already, before talaga is mahirap, no? Mm. And many of the struggles then, which many of them were, kumbaga, na ipanalo,
yes,
pinakikinabangan nyo ngayon. Pero right now, we have some immediate concerns like the inflation and the after effect of COVID.
Yes, sir.
So politically, economically, and social issues wise, there are still struggles. No? Yes. So it's really hard to quantify and to measure it. So with that, if we're going to lay it over to the warrior spirit, a warrior always faces struggles, but in the end, the warrior, he or she, or the LGBTQ right now, yes, they can find solutions to it and be part of its solution. Never a fault finder, but a solution finder.
Nicely said, sir. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you
so much, sir.
Thank you, Brent. It's an honor.
As for me, as someone who's been to UE for more than a decade and a half, the one thing I noticed that's been consistent over the years is that UE has always been authentic. From elementary to my college years, the students have always been grounded individuals who do not only see the importance of studying college, but also the beauty of being in the present. The kinship, camaraderie, and the support to help each other grow, UE has always been in the class of its own. Compared to other universities, UE is simply UE. After chatting with our fellow warriors, I can't help but feel great. Hearing all the warriors recall their moments where they feel that energy is really something special. Not only that, but also realizing that those moments only come from our college years, these memories can't be duplicated. And every warrior has their special moment that's the same as you. Whether it be the kind janitors, or the smell of the canteen, the strict guards, and even the late class suspensions. We're all part of a social ecosystem that makes the warrior spirit alive after all these years. This, and all of this, is what makes me really proud that I chose UE as my home.